Blog Talk Radio.
Like giving up. Don't. When you're thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, come on, man, who are they? When they tell you you're not gonna make it, don't believe them, man. Don't believe them. You got to be relentless.
Hello, everybody. We're so excited to be back, to be with you. It's another day. It's a beautiful day. It's a fantastic Wednesday. We're happy to be with you. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well, man. I just want to let you know I'm live right now while we're doing this show. I'm on my mobile phone, so I got it out while we're speaking. Are we talking? So go ahead and enjoy yourselves, extra. We're about to get real extra right now. You know what I'm saying? We're about to get extra.
Yeah, we're about to get extra. My brother know me. My brother from another mother.
You know how I'm going to do it. I got to just do it, man. I just can't wait and strip. I just got to do it, man. If I think about it, I won't do it. So we're going to go wild with it. So I'm on the phone live. We got some people on there listening while we're on here. So let's go and get this show started.
We wouldn't have it any other way, folks. This is what we do here, and this is why we call our show Word on the Streets. Now, if you've been with us and following us, and if you haven't been with us live, that's okay, because you can always go back and listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, Word on the Street, with the amazing Keith Fletcher and yours truly, Extraordinaire. But in case you haven't done any of that, we're going to give you just a fast review of what we've been talking about. We've been talking about your credit. But before we started there, from the very beginning of this show, when Keith and I, we sat down together and we wanted to formulate something that would be real, not just something that sounded like another group of entity out there to try and get your money and take your money and run, so to speak. No, we wanted to give you something that is real and something that will last you, something that would help and encourage you. And that's why we started out with a system. We said belief. You got to believe before you can do anything, before you can move forward, before you can go forward, before you can do anything, you first must believe. Believe in yourself. Believe that you can make the necessary changes that you must make to change your life and turn your life around. Let me tell you, friends, we told you on the last show, you're not by yourself in the dark. 68 million Americans, as I speak right now, are experiencing bad credit. Get that number in your head. 68 million. So you're not alone. Don't allow your fears to keep you down. There's an old saying that if you can look up, you can get up. Keith, are you feeling where I'm coming from, my brother?
Man, you on one today, actually. Go ahead and go with it, man. You on one. I'm feeling exactly what you're saying.
He told me, boy, you told me I could go on.
I know you. I'm going to let you have it. I'm going to let you have it a little bit. I'm coming after you, but go ahead and get going because I see you on one today. So go ahead and give it to us.
But here's the thing, my friend. You got to believe. And if you believe in yourself, and even though you're down there, because I've been down there, and there are going to be more days in my life when it won't be daylight. It's going to be midnight. It won't be midnight. It will be 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm going to see some more dog days, okay? Damn it. Keith saw some dog days, and he going to see more dog days. We're not on this show telling you it's a pie in the sky somewhere. We're not trying to come on here. We respect you too much to treat you that way. We're not trying to take your money. Yes, we own here because we want to give you value. And if we're giving you value, damn it, we should be compensated. Nothing is wrong with being compensated when you give value. And you don't even have to ask for it. You don't have to ask for when you are given value. We are given value. And therefore, when I put my head on my pillow, thanks to the Little House on the Prairie lady who will be on here very soon, gave me some product that helped me sleep very well. My bigger point is we are giving you value. So that when we give you enough value and we have encouraged you to believe in yourself, now you're believing in yourself. Now then, secondly, we encourage you, man, you got to create yourself a budget. You got to have a budget. And Keith have told you over and over and over again, save yourself at least $1,000 if you're starting from the bottom and you want to look up, looking from the bottom up. That's my new blog. But he said if you're starting from the bottom, save at least $1,000. Now, you may act extraordinary for those who missed it. Why $1,000? I'm glad you asked. I see your thoughts and your question going on in your head. So what about that old car you're driving? You may get a flat tire. The battery may just run dead on you. The alternator may go out on you. All kind of things will happen to you. When you start trying to look up, I swear to you and I promise to you, everything, every obstacle will come in your way. Because, you see, something out there don't want you to get up. Not only is there something out there, you have friends, you have neighbors, you have relatives. Don't want you to move forward and get up. Because when you get up, they are going to have to move forward too. And we know people don't want to be uncomfortable. People don't want to feel uncomfortable. And when you move forward, you see, something about moving forward, it makes people feel a little uncomfortable. It makes people feel a little indifferent about you. People who once loved you, loved to be around you when you was down there at the bottom, all of a sudden, when you start getting your life right, things, because people base your life on things. But Keith and I, we're not about just accumulating things. We're more important about encouraging a system of belief because we know belief lasts longer than things. You can lose things, but if you believe, you can obtain those things again and again and again with a strong belief system. Then after we encourage you to get you a budget, an honest budget, don't trick yourself. Put everything on there so you would know that real number. And once you know that real number, now you're ready to deal with your credit. Now why? 68 million Americans have poor credit. 68 million Americans are less than 590 on their credit report. So, damn it, you don't have to live your life with your head hung down. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. I'm going, y'all, but I don't want to keep going because I got the amazing Keith Fletcher. That's his zone of attack. Keith, you got. I'm talking far too much.
I was letting you get it all out. I was letting you get it all out, man. Hey, we're getting a lot of comments, man. You got the live going crazy right now, man. You got everybody. How y'all doing? Let me speak to them right quick, actually. How y'all doing on live? I appreciate y'all being on there. We live right now on Blog Talk Radio with Extraordinaire and the one and only Keith Fletcher. Thank y'all for all y'all comments. Hey, a lot of people on here, Extraordinaire. A lot of people on here. They like what you're saying, man. But let me speak about that, man. We done gave you the rough estimates. But like I say, believing in yourself, man, that you can get out any situation you in. That's what it is. That's what we're talking about, anything. I can tell you about credit. I can tell you how to business, how to get this and get that. But how to get out, to believe me and do it, that's what is strong. That's the part right there. Knowing that you can get out that situation. Knowing that you have time to get out that situation. But you got to educate yourself. I was doing reading a study on people are making all these credit repair agencies, man. It's all over the place now. Why do you think they showing it? All on billboards, repair credit. They about to take your money, man. They're going to take a lot of people's money because they're not educated. So we try to educate you on some things that you can do yourself. But we lazy. We don't want to do it, man. But it's going to cost you a lot of money, a lot of time, and you're going to get hurt. But we're trying to educate you, man, to bring that value to help you, man. That's what we are. And Extraordinaire wanted to get that to y'all, man. He had something to say. That's why I let him go ahead and speak for a while to get it out of him, man. But he's telling the truth. We bring a value, man. We bring a people on, people that got their own business, starting from the ground up and building an empire. We all trying to build an empire, man. So we want to work together with the community, with your leaders. We're going to start it right here. We got to start somewhere. We starting somewhere, man. Like I say, man, I tell my kids all the time, Muhammad Ali said he was the greatest before he was the greatest. He died the greatest. Hey, man, we're going to be one of the best radio stations. Hey, word on the streets. Got to get your mind right. We starting from somewhere, and we trying to be big, man. So we appreciate you, but we need your more support. Share, man. Like, whatever the things you do, man. We're gonna get bigger. We're gonna start getting on Instagram. I know we're going to start exploring, but we need some help from y'all. Go ahead, Extraordinaire.
Yes, we do need y'all help. If you're enjoying what we're saying, share the link. If you already know what we're saying, maybe those 200 people who follow you or 1,000 of people who are following you or 5,000, no matter what number you, it's more than you. It's important. Look, let me tell you all this. Our community is a gold mine. One of the things that advertisers have figured out, the importance of everyday people. Because in the advertising community, they spend millions of dollars on television. But they learn. And Amazon is probably the best who have learned this more than anyone else, that if you go to the people who have a large influencers, what they call us, who are online, and they are online every day, and they have a large audience that follow them, those people, the influencers, profit them more than television advertisements. Y'all need to get that, because what I'm telling you, don't discount the power that you have. Now, getting back to credit before we zip this thing up, because this is very important. The thing I always try to keep in my mind whenever I'm behind this microphone is that whenever I'm speaking to an audience, I keep a few things in mind. That A, somebody got married today. Somebody gave birth to a baby today. Sadly, somebody died today. Somebody celebrated an anniversary today. When I'm saying that, when I'm speaking, I check myself and I make sure I put my ego so far back that my ego is not speaking. Because you, Word on the Street family, you're too important to me to risk coming on here and allowing ego to speak instead of intellectual to speak. I want my thoughts to have been ran through the computer of my mind before I speak a word. So I'm saying to you who are struggling, look at our description. If you want to get your credit report, you can go to annualcreditreport.com. Now, you may forget that by hearing me say it, but we have it in our description. We have kickoff. We have self. We also have education services. We have four major entities that report to TransUnion, Experience, and Equifax that would help you create and build your credit the way that you want it to be built moving forward and looking upwards, looking from the bottom up. Friends, we're so happy that you tune in to be with us on this Wednesday evening. We're just going to take a small break, but as we do, enjoy the sound, because we have some very important information for you coming up next. This is a good time for you to take out your phone and text somebody. Say, hey, tune in to Word on the Street with the amazing King Fletcher and Extraordinaire. And also tell them, if they want to learn about aromatherapy, we got a Little House on the Prairie lady coming to you real soon. Oh, friends, I feel good. I feel real good tonight coming to you live like only we can. My brother from another mother, you got to talk to me.
Man, I'm here. Hold on, Stoney. I'm sorry about that. I'm all on this live, man, checking this out while you're talking and stuff, man. I just want to give a testimony. Is that okay? Can I give a little testimony real quick?
Absolutely. I love testimony. We love testimony, right, folks?
Yeah, let's go. I'm on live and I'm on Blog Talk. Man, I spoke about this about 2-3 years ago when I first started talking, man, and to me it was enlightenment by the Most High. And he told me to tell, you know, that word abundantly. And he told me all the things I need to do and to go speak. And I remember I said on the thing, you know, my eyesight was going, and I told him, I said, I'm going to start me a YouTube channel. I'm going to start talking, and I'm going to need some help. I'm talking right now with Extraordinaire. We're on the radio. We're on live. I also said I was going to start me a construction company. That just got happened day before yesterday. I was awarded a government contract with Love, Hope, Faith Construction Company. So I'm saying that I spoke there.
Wait. Say that again, my brother.
I was awarded a contract, government contract, to do a remodel with my construction company. The name is Love, Hope, and Faith Construction.
Man,
God is good, man. And I fought that.
I just had to get some applause on that.
Give it to me. But I know I just want to tell people that thing, belief and committing yourself and believing in yourself and believing what you deserve, and that word abundantly, man, is for real. You know what I'm saying? It is truly for real. And I mean, I was fighting it. I had to tell a story one day, man, but how God did it, man, and it's amazing. So things are happening, man. So that's another thing, man, while we on here talking, man, that things can happen. But you got to go and you can't sit there. I said, again, me and my brother use that word. I tell extraordinary, intentional. You got to be very intentional. You know, people tell me that I'm, you know, keep everybody in like you, man. You just go. Man, God told me I can have it. He told me I can have everything. He told me I can have whatever I put my mind to. I'm telling you the same thing. You know different than me. You heard my story from 18 to 34. Man, I was walking around here lost. And that's why we bringing people on that's doing the same thing, starting their business, growing. And man, you're going to see these people in a few years. You're going to see these people in months. You're going to see these people, man, that they're going to be growing, man. Because they learn. We learn how to do business, how to set up businesses, how to get business credit, how to get business funding. I'm telling you, man, how to do your taxes, business taxes, how to get your tax return for 2 years, man, and take that through and get business funding. It's a game out here, man. And we don't know the game. We've been put out here, coming out here, not knowing. And we mad because we don't know. And I understand because I was mad because I didn't know. But it's a game that's happening right under your nose, and you need to educate yourself. So I'm just saying, when I was sitting there and I lost my sight, man, it was hard. You know what I'm saying? But I said, I just couldn't lay down, man. And I met the Most High, man. I met him. I did, because I didn't know him before this. I met him on my porch. And that's the name of my YouTube. I had Coach Porch Chronicles. And he told me all this. And when he told me, I tried to run from it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, I ain't going to do this, man. Nobody want to hear me talk. I can't even talk, man. He told me it's going to be okay. I got you. I'm going to get people to help you. And he haven't lied to me yet, man. I'm telling you, things are happening, and I'm just sitting up here, I'm blown. I was talking to one of my friends, because he remember I told him. I said, man, I told you I was going to have me a construction company. And it blew his mind. And I already got my first contract happening, man. So I'm telling you what God can do. But you got to do something. You got to take your steps, man. You got to move. You got to believe. And you got to go get some things in order. Like I said, Extraordinaire said, we all been out. My credit was shot. I'm saying it was 450 at car repos. I had nothing. I was sleeping on my father's sofa, man, at 34 on my dad's sofa, crying. So I'm telling you now, I'm 54. You don't have to wait that long to get yourself together, man. It got too much out here, man. So I just wanted to speak on that. I know I took a lot of time extra, but I just wanted to give that to him, man. I had to give that to that nugget, man. Just believe.
Man, what you talking about? That is the type of talk that the world needs to hear. That's the kind of stuff. This is what we do. This is what I'm talking about, friends. We're not on here trying to just boot shine and take people money. We're talking about real life, real experience in life. We're talking about the nuts and bolts, the grind that we've gone through and what we know you are going through. We know how embarrassing it is. I know firsthand what it feels like to have to drop your head and not participate in certain things because you just don't want anybody asking you any dumb questions. We all know. We've been there. We know what that feels like. But friends, this is why you need to always tune in to Word on the Streets. The word, keeping it 100, I think is overly used because a lot of time people who use that at the same time in a 0.21 second, they're asking you to click that link and purchase something. Keeping it 100, that I want to take your money. Now, I'm not against. Look, we, Keith and I, we all about making sales and profit. In fact, in the shows moving forward, we're going to be talking about things of that sort. But before we ask you, because we respect you so much, we think, we know it's proper to give you value, to give you honest content, and to let you know the struggle that we both have gone through, so that you, we know you can identify with struggle, but we don't want you to identify with it so much until you don't have the necessary inspiration to move forward. Friends, we really appreciate you tuning in on Word on the Street. We got a fantastic show coming to you real soon. But before we get to Miss Shamla Moulton Bertrand, we just want to encourage you that if ever you're in the Dallas area and you need somewhere to stay, look no farther than Chanute Palace. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm talking about a 3-bedroom, fully loaded, fully furnished. You ain't got to worry about any of that. 2 baths. 2-car garage. Front yard. Backyard. Security all around. Quiet neighborhood. Yeah. You want to check out Chanute Palace. And you can do it simply by clicking the link in the description to find out more information and details. And a Chanute Palace specialist will be on the other end to tell you how you can go about reserving you a spot at Chanute Palace in Dallas, Texas. Now, friends, I also would like to encourage you. You already shop on Amazon. We already know that. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. You can't kid me. Everybody shop on Amazon. So you might as well shop on our site. We call it the extraspin.shop. Extraspin.shop. Go over there and purchase what you want. Give some love back to us. Can a brother get some love back? Can a brother get a little return back? Come on, y'all. Don't be a hater. Be a lover. Show me some love. Not only are we just selling products, we're giving you high-value blogs that would help you save you some time and money. You know, they say time is one of those commodities you never get back. So on the extraspin.shop, you can find amazing blogs like the top 5 smart watches of 2022. Now, if you had that in the palm of your hand, you could look at all 5 and select, you know, which one you want. High heels and red lipstick. Women love handbags. Things women love to do. Secretly things women love to do. And the latest one, looking from the bottom up. Looking from the bottom up is all about what we're talking about right now, that grind at the bottom. And you're looking up, you know you want to move forward. You know you're supposed to be going forward. Looking from the bottom up will lift you up and pick you up if you want to go up. That's the extraspin.shop. Give us some love back, folks. And lastly, don't forget to purchase our t-shirt. Don't forget to show us some love with Word on the Street. Gotta get your mind to. We made a t-shirt to save y'all some money and time with Word on the Street on the front side. Gotta get your mind right on the back side. I'm gonna put that on Facebook, and I'm going to try to put that on the link too when I'm done, when we're done with this show. But friends, we know why you're here. We know why you have tolerated the amazing Keith Fletcher and that other guy they call Extraordinaire. We know why y'all tolerated all our noise. You did it for one reason and one reason only. We're not crazy. Y'all did all of that for Miss Shonda Moten Bertrand. Shonda, how you feeling, my sister?
I am wonderful this evening. How are you today, Extraordinaire?
We're loving you all here on the show. We are loving you. We're loving you so much. We love you so much. We had to bring you back. We had to bring you back. Because the last time you were on this show, the phone line was lit up. The chat room was lit up. And after you left, we got so much email. And because the thing is, Shonda, so many people have questions about aromatherapy. And I may know how to talk. Some people say I talk pretty good, maybe. I don't know. And some people say Keith know a lot about credit. Pretty good. But when they start asking us about aromatherapy, Keith and I said, we got to bring her back on because they asking us some questions that we just not, we're just not equipped to answer and give. So what I want to say to you, Miss Shonda Moten Bertrand, welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you back. But I want to ask you a question right off the bat. Please explain to me and our listening audience what aromatherapy is.
Okay, I'll get to that, but I'd like to say good evening to the amazing Keith Fletcher and thank both of you for having me back on the show. But when you ask about what aromatherapy is simply the use of essential oils to support your health. It is an alternative path to healing. It encourages the body and the mind while healing themselves, and it is a wonderful plant-based substances to promote health and wellness.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for giving me a little shout out, Ms. Bertrand. I know I was kind of quiet over here. I'm over here rubbing my beard right now. I'm shooting some of your beard on. You know what I'm saying? Putting on my beard, showing the audience on live. But I had a question, man. You said aromatherapy is used for essential oils of support health. What exactly are essential oils?
Okay. Before I get into what essential oils are, I'd like to give a little disclaimer because it is a part of my professional responsibility. First, I'll say to your listening audience that I am not a licensed professional in medicine or aromatherapy. In fact, there isn't a licensure for aromatherapy, but what it is basically a certification that you go through. Right now, I am considered to be an essential oil specialist, meaning that I have completed a course of study in aromatherapy.
Are you there?
Hello, Shonda?
Oh, we got disconnected.
I don't know what happened to her. She was on a roll. Let me see if I can text her. Well, this is the amazing. This is the thing, folks. About
gotcha.
She's back?
Nah, she's not back yet. You gonna call in yet?
This is the thing. No. This is the thing about when you go live. So until she comes back.
Well, extraordinary. I got aromatherapy, man. I got some products from her. Right now, I'm live right now, and I'm showing some of this beard. She got me some beard bone for my beard. And, man, I'm putting it on right now on live, man. I'm a white – I take pride in my beard. I'm always pulling on it. But, man, I've been using it, and it worked real well. It worked real well. So I'm showing this live. Also, she gave me some lotion. This lotion, man, it smells so good. 2 hours I've been using it for the lotion that she had, So, man, the product she gave, man, it's a good product. And we done used, also, didn't you use for the bath? Didn't you soak in the stuff you had sent you?
Exactly. That's also what I want to share. And hopefully she'll be back on. I just text her. But why she's not on, she sent me some stuff for relaxation. Because as you all know, in her first show, somebody in my house was having trouble having a good night rest. So she sends some product to help that person get some good rest. Anyway, long story short, so I applied the product she sent. I'm not saying that person was me, but I just wanted to test it out, make sure that it would make sure the member in my family get the rest they need. So I thought I'd be the guinea pig and test it out. So I applied the 2 tablespoons by instructions. Put it in my bathtub, got my water nice and hot like I like it sometime. And when I took my bath and got all, then she also had some lotion. I put that lotion on and rub myself down. And, man, people, let me tell you all, it was a high that I've never experienced before. I mean, I felt so, so good. It was such a wonderful, it was such an experience. I'm not lying. I'm not exaggerating. I mean, it felt so good. I mean, I'm like a kid when now, you know, I'm probably taking a bath too often because I want to get that same feeling over and over again. And also at the end of the night, she also sent in that package something called Shellaxa, and you sniff that in one nostril. You hold your nostril down, and you inhale it in your right nostril. Then you inhale it in your left nostril, and you got something that you rub the nerve in and behind your neck. And boy, I'm gonna tell anybody, if any one of you are out there struggling with trying to get some rest or sleep, I promise you, you want to get your hand on this product. Now, it would be wonderful if we could get her back on, but if we can't, obviously, we're going to have to reschedule this show because this one of the things that happen when you go live. But we're going to get her back on the show. But until we do, I will call in numbers, area code 319-527-6769. Let me repeat that call-in number. Area code 319-527-6769. I think I will go to the phone line until she returns. Area code 337. What say you? Area code 337, you are on live on Word on the Street. Any comments or questions?
Yes, I have a comment.
Okay, what's your comment, area code 337?
It's to the only Keith Fletcher.
I get to speak. Go ahead. Tell what you got.
On believing yourself. First, you had to acknowledge and get saved with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you start believing in yourself.
Secondly,
you have not because you ask not. Once you start believing, you learn how to ask for what you wanted. And since you accepted him, He said he will always be there for us. And that's when the wheels start turning.
That's absolutely right. That is absolutely right. But I say one thing. When I first went to him, I didn't know how to say anything. You know what I'm saying? I just laid there, and I waited. You know what I'm saying? I waited for him. You know what I'm saying? I waited. And that's what people don't want to do. Sometimes you got to stay still. You know what I'm saying? You got to be still and wait. But then,
what I needed to hear from you, so people don't think it's just an overnight experience and it's overnight thing. You know, we have to be healed first.
Yeah, that's true. I know. I'm glad you said that, because you're right. It was not an overnight thing for me, and my wife and my kids and my family also compensate for that. It wasn't overnight. It was a lot. But I say one thing, it was a lot on me. I wasn't releasing myself. I tell people, man, you got to get naked. You got to strip everything. You got to give it all to him and humble yourself and your pride. And I think my most battle with me, that I thought I can fix everything. You know what I'm saying? I thought I can do it. And he showed me real quick that, he want me to he wants you to depend truly, solely on him.
That's right, because there's steps to everything.
Yes. And let me say one thing, too. I'm not perfect now. I still, you know what I'm saying, do some things. And I tell one thing, I realize that's what we get up for the next day. That's the blessing, that I can wake up that next day to give it to him and ask for forgiveness and to move on to be a better person. And I think that was big for me, that when I really realized that I can do that. You know what I'm saying? That I can watch myself like that and let that go and keep going on and things can happen for me. Man, I just said, like me, and let me just for a moment, I said, when I went through mines, man, I was, every time, I'm telling you, I couldn't even make the right decision. Every decision I made was wrong. I'm saying, if I went left, it was wrong. If I went right, it was wrong. You know what I'm saying? And like now, man, every decision I make seems like it's right. It's scary. It's scary, but I'm waiting on him, you know? It's scary sometimes.
We have another caller on area code 318, 306. Area code 318, do you have a question or comment?
My comment is, it is awesome. I never dreamed that this day would happen, but I'm absolutely excited and so impressed in the things that you're doing. I just pray that God would allow us together to be able to learn life lessons from each other. It is so awesome, and I'm so thankful to be included.
Wow,
Don't know, that's Victor Ferlin.
Well, hey. Look, let me say this to you, Erlene. Oh, yeah, we finally, Miss Shauna, have finally gotten back on. Maybe it took Big Mama Erlene to get her back on. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But let me say, for the Word on the Street audience, this is what we're talking. You see, friends, you see, folks, this is more than just us coming on here shucking and jiving. This means more to us than that. This is a family affair. It's a love affair. It's real. It's very real. We're on here trying to encourage each other that you can obtain. And let me tell you something, friends out there. Our ancestors, the folks from Old Forest, Hardwood, and Hitch, if they could rise up and come back today, they would encourage you. They would encourage you all. Man. Get on board with these boys. They are moving forward. We move y'all to this level. Now they want to take you to another level. And when we leave the scene, hopefully somebody going to say, now we're on the scene and we're going to take you even higher. Can I get an amen? Amen.
Yes, yes,
Ms.
yes.
Shumna.
Amen.
Ms. Shumna, are you back on or are you live with us?
I am live with you, and I apologize. I'm not sure what happened.
Well, that's okay, because it happened. You got to come back Friday, period, because, you know, you ate up all that time. But while you were gone, Keith and I, we flew to Oakdale, and we picked up someone very special to bring on, so that therefore is worthy of you to you finish up this show by telling us a little more about aromatherapy. And so you need to tell us, how do we get oil from the plant, and like it is the leaves, or how are the oil produced? Tell us about that, and we're going to pin it there. And also, if you want to say some wonderful words to the lady we went and flew all the way to Oakdale, you're welcome to do that while I'm here tonight. The show,
right.
The flow is yours, Donna.
All right. I will start by saying thank you so much to my mom for tuning in tonight. I do appreciate your support. And I will continue with how we get our oil from the plants. The plants have leaves, and inside those leaves are cells and glands. Those leaves and plants go through a process called distillation. When plants are distilled, they are heated, and as they become heated with very hot water, they're not actually like in the water, but the substances, the aromatic substances, which we call essential oils, separate from the water, and those oils are basically taken, and that is the essential oil from the plant. Just to kind of put it into perspective, a 15-milliliter bottle, which is about a half an ounce. If I had a half ounce of peppermint oil, it takes about 4 to 5 pounds of peppermint leaves in order for me to get a half of ounce of peppermint oil. It takes dozens of roses. Like, I'm trying to remember the number, but I think it's something like 32 roses to get a drop of rose oil. Rose essential oil is an extremely expensive oil, because just think about how expensive it is to buy a dozen of roses. And it takes several dozens of roses just to produce one drop of rose essential oil. Now, once the plants go through the process of distillation and you get the aromatic substance that we refer to as essential oils, they do what's called GCMS testing. And that is gas chromatography mass spectrometry testing. And when it goes through that testing process, that's when we get to learn or realize what the chemical compounds or constituents are from each of the plants. And there are certain therapeutic benefits that are tied to the different chemical compounds and constituents that are in plants. And so that is kind of how that works. So the gas chromatography tells us which substances are in the plants, and the mass spectrometry identifies the percentages of those different substances. So I know that if I have an oil that is, say, high in alpha pinene, I know that that would be a very good analgesic. It would be really good for pain. I know that if I have an oil that is high in 1,8-cineol, that particular oil would be a good decongestant. And so the process of studying, I don't know how much you guys heard before I was disconnected, but that whole process of studying aromatherapy starts to teach you about the different chemical families that you find in your essential oils, and the effect of the therapeutic effect and the medicinal effect of those oils. But because in the United States we are so highly regulated by the USDA, excuse me, and I'm not saying that in a negative way. That's a good thing, because it helps to keep us safe. But because of those regulations and because the practice isn't licensed, you can't make these claims that the oils will do this or will do that. But what I can tell you is that anecdotal evidence indicates that oils that are high in this component should have this therapeutic effect. So that's kind of how you will typically hear a practicing professional talk about essential oils and aromatherapy.
Okay. Well, Shumna, let me just let you know that you were off the air after I asked what aromatherapy is, and Keith had asked you a question. When you proceeded to answer Keith's question, you went dead. So you,
okay.
The word on the street family didn't hear your response. Now,
okay.
I said that we'll bring you back on, but let me be respectful and honest to the audience. Shauna will be back on when the schedule fits her, folks. And when that schedule fits her, she will let us know, and I will post them accordingly. Sometimes emotions, when you're live, get carried away, but it's not my place because I don't know what she got going on in her world. She might have something lined up for Friday, but we will work that out. And when we do, Word on the Street will make certain that you would know when she would be back on. Did I say it right, friends?
You have spoken correctly.
Right. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
This is the amazing Keith Fletcher and Extraordinaire. Say something to us, Keith.
Well, I want to thank everybody that's on the live, man. I didn't get to speak that much today, but I'm just sitting there smiling, letting me see my perfect beard right here. They're giving a lot of comments, a lot of people that's been watching us. I got some information. I should have pinned what I'm doing on the top of the live. I want to have Ms. Bertrand back so she can explain more of the aromatherapy. Also, man, I've been showing that you gave me some beard. I was talking about the beard balm you gave me, Ms. Bertrand. Yeah, you gave me that, and I've been putting that on my beard. I love it. It's make my beard look real soft and shiny. You also gave me a lotion. You gave me a lotion, and you gave me a soap that I have been using. So I had to
deal with
it. I'm going to tell you about this. Now, the lotion, my wife enjoyed it. I gave her a good foot rub, you know what I'm saying, in the morning. So I like to do that, my little thing in the morning I like to do, you know, that morning. So I've used that on her feet. Y'all need to try that. Y'all men out there, rub on your wife's feet. They like that. But that lotion, she enjoyed it. She enjoyed it, man. And the soap, I'm going to use the soap tonight when I jump in that bath, when I get that you gave me for the aromatherapy for the water in the tub, man. But I'm using the things. I like them. I'm going to try. This is my first time doing live while I'm doing the show. I'm learning something. But I am showing your product. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm on the live. I'm more about the balm, you know what I'm saying, than the lotion. So I want to speak that. They can see me doing it while I'm putting it. I was putting some on my beard while we was
trying. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't talk that much today. I let y'all roll through, but we want to come bring you back, and we want to do some more, learn some more about it, learn some more about the product. And also me, I'm big on the business part of it too. I want to talk about the business aspect. If I know you were promoting it, but I want to talk about also the business part of it. You know what I'm saying? How you came up with it, the name. Thought about the name and how you came into that permission to say, this is what I want to do, and this is what I want to start. I want to turn the business into too. So, yeah, we need to bring you back to get deeper into
it. Let's do this. Let's schedule. I really hate that whatever happened, whatever technical difficulty that was, I hate that that happened. So let's schedule to get back on Friday night if you guys don't have someone else scheduled. And I'll get into the things that I wanted to talk about tonight. And I would like to talk about the business aspect of it, because doing something as a hobby is one thing.
Exactly.
And doing it as a business is a whole nother beast.
And what I would like to do, let's not, because Friday, let me say this, Ms. Burch, Friday, people, I would like to have you back on Monday or Wednesday, if that's okay.
Okay.
Fridays, you know, we're doing people out on Friday. I don't know how it's going to be, how they out, but we want people to understand this. I want to get the full impact of everything. So let's look at Monday, probably Wednesday for sure, or next week.
Okay.
Get y'all on and get them time. So if that's all right with
that's
you.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point, because Friday people aren't really serious. They all want to let their hair down. As a matter of fact, speaking of Friday, now, folks, y'all catching us live. You know, man, you know, we ought to let our hair down Friday, too. We'll talk about that on the backside after the show. But Ms. Shauna Moten Bertrand, it's just an honor to have you on. And I want to say for folks, I was talking about this earlier, who have supported us every time I put a link out there, they reposted. So I want to take a moment and just thank those people for doing that. and that's Dr. Alvin Sitting, Reverend Dr. Alvin Sitting, Reverend Dr. Alvin Sitting, always repost everything that I post to get word on the street out there. And Sheila Roberts, she always reposts. When we play something out there about Word on the Street, she reposts. So hopefully when she hear this when I post this program, she will hear that we gave her a shout-out live on Word on the Street.
Sheila, man, she got a jewelry. She sells jewelry also, man. She has a nice jewelry.
Yeah,
I purchased my wife. And my wife don't wear jewelry. We saw a necklace on there some time ago, and we bought one, man. My wife loves it. So, yeah, we need to get our own also and let it get. But she always
encouraged her to come on to talk about it.
Yeah, she always support us, man. So I appreciate that. But I'm going to say this to you. So I'm looking at this live, man. I'm getting a lot of people on there supporting us, man. So they listening. They here, but it's just slowly. But they coming, man, because I'm getting a lot of people on here. I can't see the thing to be saying who they are. I want to get some shout out. I want to say one thing. Thank y'all, man. Thank you for showing us this, man.
Keep talking, man. You good?
Yeah, all right. I just want to thank them for showing this support. We're gonna bring Shonda Bertrand from the aromatherapy on Wednesday. I think Wednesday will be better. We're going to talk about selling. That's what we want to do. I want to talk about sales. I think we'll hit that on what you would talk about Friday. Yeah,
We'll talk about that after the show. Maybe Friday. Look, I tell you what. Let me say this. Friday is sort of like a weekend. I kind of want to let my hair down. You know, I have spoken to you once, but you to share with the audience what is three songs that you really love. And I picked three that I like a lot. Let's let our hair down. We give them value on Monday and Wednesday. Matter of fact, we give them value every day of the week. But we may want to have a show where the audience can identify with us with our hair down.
We be doing slow music?
We'll talk about that later. So y'all giving us in real time. Maybe the audience, y'all can text us, post it on Facebook. Let us know what you think we need to do on Friday. Let us know.
Yeah, we can. But you know, you like that sexy and slow music, you know, and nothing wrong with that. You know, the old school. I'm going to come with something else. But we're going to play with it, Friday. We'll let them make it.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we let the people tell us. We'll let the people tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friends, the clock is... It's been real, it's been fun, it's been joy. It's been Word on the Street. Remember to get your t-shirt. Word on the Street on the front. Gotta get your mind right on the back.
I start wearing me a shirt, man. I got to put my shirt on, man. I'm gonna be putting this live on. I'm gonna start wearing it, man. When that's the end on this mic, man. I know the means. I know we stopping. We ending it, but I just want to see y'all. See me on my mic. Go ahead, man.
See y'all Friday.
See y'all Friday, man. Thank y'all.